This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you dial toll free, join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Melanie.
Also, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, though, apparently Elon Musk believes that AI, artificial intelligence, needs to be regulated before it becomes a danger to humanity. We can talk about that. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. But let's go to Greg to start things out here in hour number three in New York. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey. I always call in to talk about the topic of food stamps, but you guys always have an interesting topic, and
thanks.
I need to comment on it.
All right.
In this case, I should say guys and ladies, because actually, Melanie, I completely disagree with you.
Okay.
If that's okay, I wanted to kind of address it. Really?
Oh, it's always okay.
Okay. So this is, in my opinion, the problem with the nap.
The non-aggression principle. Because I love naps.
Right.
I think they're really nice to
take naps.
Naps
are great.
But yeah, you're talking about the non-aggression principle, which is the basic principle that is behind the libertarian movement. The non-aggression principle says that it's not okay to aggress against your peaceful neighbor in an attempt to get that person to do something or not do something or whatever. For whatever the reason, it's just not okay to use aggressive force.
Right. But the term aggressive force is so vague because there's defensive, aggressive force. And so that you can actually have a position like Melanie's that you can kill cops who that day did not threaten anybody. But they could be threatening someone sometime. And so you can just kill them. Why don't you torture them first? That's even cooler, isn't it?
Whether or not it's cooler, so it would not be prohibited by the nap. The thing that people kind of, in my opinion, either forget or ignore whatever they do about the nap, is that it's not really a complete life philosophy. If the only value you're following is the nap, you're going to be a horrible human being who probably just needs to go get their own planet because you shouldn't be here.
Okay, I agree with you there.
So
we need to have more principles.
Right.
We need to have more, morality and values.
So something can be completely permissible under the nap. So defense. So in force is either aggressive or, and when we say aggressive, we mean initiatory. So it's either initiatory or it's defensive or it's retaliatory. So something can be defensive force and still be really heinous. So if somebody steals Ian's flag once, and then so he decides he's going to keep them in his attic as a sex slave and torture them to death over the next 50 years with, and
that's
test out variant war, war weapons. That would be heinously immoral, but it would either be defensive or retaliatory depending on if he caught him in the act or afterwards. So
that's my point. There's two main problems with the nap.
That's not a problem with the nap. That's a problem with people trying to use the nap for things that it doesn't do.
Yes, which is what I'm saying. I'm a libertarian, I claim, but I'm a libertarian for entirely different reasons than the nap. I'm a libertarian because it leads to better outcomes. Certain things, when the government lays off of them, lead to better outcomes, more health. Public health.
Well, that would make you a utilitarian in that particular case. You would be applying a certain principle only so far as you believe that it created a better outcome. A true libertarian, in my mind, is somebody who adheres to the non-aggression principle, no matter if they believe that it will have a worse or better outcome. They just simply believe that that is an important principle and that they will remain adhered to it. So you don't have to pick and choose.
I respect your point of view, but the definition of libertarian is centuries old, and First, there were socialist libertarians. Secondly, there are consequentialist libertarians. Milton Friedman explicitly is a consequentialist libertarian. His protege, Thomas Sowell, is a consequentialist libertarian. They argue for less government, but they argue on the basis of outcome because there are better outcomes. And I'm just saying that.
Well, that's the point that you can use those points to persuade people about whatever the libertarian solution is. But again, you know, one of the objections that Mark, our normal Monday night co-host who's here with us, has asked, or one of the things he's pointed out, is, well, if it turns out that liberty doesn't result in a better outcome in some area, would you support using coercion in that area? And I say no, because I think it's immoral to use coercion against people. Libertarianism is ultimately a moral philosophy on that particular basis, but I agree with Melanie that it needs to be, you know, in order to be a good human being, you have to have other types of moral philosophies.
Right, and so in kind of... Not really, I guess, from a statist analogy. So if there's a law that says you're not allowed to murder people, that's and there are no good laws, but in theory that's a good law. But that law doesn't say you can't burn down people's houses, but it's not meant to. That's not what it's meant to cover. It covers something else. So if you're going around saying, well, the murder statute doesn't say I can't burn down people's houses, you're correct.
Well, that's what you're saying with the cops. You're saying the NAP doesn't prevent you from killing cops. What I'm saying is there's two problems with the NAP as a foundation. It's saying if you don't believe in the NAP 100%, you're not anarcho-capitalist enough for me. What I'm saying is, look, two problems. One, what is the definition of defensive force? For example, well, I don't believe in intellectual property, let's say. I copy your song. Are you now allowed to aggress against me because you believe that I did something to you, but I didn't?
That's an interesting question, and libertarians do tend to have different opinions about intellectual property. I'm against the idea of intellectual property, and so I don't think that because you have the imaginary belief that you own an idea is justification to use defensive violence against someone who you believe has violated your idea, you know, and copied it or whatever. So I'm curious to hear how you feel about that.
Yeah, IP isn't real. You can't own an idea. I think most libertarians agree with me on that.
I hope most of them do, but I don't know.
IP conflicts with physical property, so you have to have one or the other. Physical property is more important; it wins. Because you're saying I have a right to what's in your head. That can't be true because it's not my head.
But let's go down the line. I also don't believe that a single person should, in any meaningful way, be able to own something the size of the Sahara Desert or an entire. Ecosystem of, you know, a rainforest, okay? And if you say I bought it, and therefore if you go there, that's the second problem. I just want to bring up the second problem, which is what is the proportion of the force you're going to use? So I went to your rainforest, and I took a dump under a tree. So now, can you torture me as a sex slave?
Okay, so that is outside of the purview of the NAP. Whether defensive force is appropriate, how much, what kind, is a question that does not fall under anything that the NAP has to say.
That's a discussion about proportionality.
The NAP says you cannot use initiatory force. It has nothing to say about defensive force.
And who decides if it's initiatory? What if I do believe in intellectual property? Am I then exercising retaliatory force because you did copy my song and I believe in owning
it? It doesn't matter if you believe you're violating the NAP. It matters if you're actually violating the NAP, and in that case you would be.
Now we come down to the question about property, because some people believe in property and others don't. And so what do you do in that case?
It's a matter of personal opinion.
I think he's got a good point here. But his point is, you might believe that you own the rainforest or whatever that he goes and takes a dump in, but he doesn't believe in that. He doesn't believe in property.
Exactly.
He just needs to take a dump, so he's going and doing that. How do you reconcile that under?
Okay, so if somebody comes here and is like, I don't believe you can own houses, and so I'm just going to walk in here.
I'm not hurting you in any way.
I live here now. Like that. Like,
well, violence
matter,
has to come into play.
Trespassing.
Well, right, but that's because you believe in property, and I do too, right? But if people who don't believe in property are living in the same area where people do believe in property, you're going to have some problems. Hey, Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I think that you brought up an important point, and I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And this really comes down to deliberately locating yourself in a place where people have similar belief systems and how important that is, because people who don't believe in property are not going to get along very well.
Living around communists, you're going to spend all your money defending yourself.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
The Aronia Berry's from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And Skype username is LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go back to the phones and to the fun. But first, Melanie, you've got a service that you're actually going to be offering our listeners, or are offering our listeners, and it's tax stuff. You do accounting work.
Yes.
And you are kicking off your own business. You're looking for new clients. You're taking on new clients, people who, let's say, they might appreciate having a libertarian accountant, a liberty-oriented accountant. Why would somebody want to have an accountant like you?
So first you would get, all, if you were going to have me do bookkeeping, all your bookkeeping done, and kind of know what's going on, you know, what things you can do to kind of avoid theft to the extent practical.
You know the rules. You know the system. You know how people need to be set up to maximize keeping their money. Right.
I really hate giving the feds or any state money, even if it's not my own. So we'll try to see how to get away with as much as that as we
legally
can.
Legally possible.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I have no loyalty to the IRS, obviously.
Right.
A lot of accountants, not all of them, but a lot of accountants do. I've never quite understood why.
Hmm.
I think that the best I could come up is they're looking at some kind of job security, but I can acknowledge that the federal government will continue to exist without trying to help it along.
So if you need some help with accounting, bookkeeping, taxes, Melanie, you offer all of that.
Yes.
And listeners who want to go and learn more and get in touch with you directly can go through tax.freetalklive.com. That's T-A-X, tax. freetalklive.com. That forwards you directly to Melanie's website, and there is, I presume, a contact. Yes, contact information is there, including your phone number and email address, so people can reach out. Tax.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jason. He's in Arizona. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Jason. Ooh, it doesn't sound like a particularly good cell phone connection.
Hang on. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, we can give you a few seconds to maybe get outside or something like that. Yeah, it's okay for right now. Go ahead and just maybe get, if you got a point or question, go for it.
Well, my point was basically like I was going to tell Johnny, I was going to disregard stuff, but I started talking to some of my police officer friends. Honestly, this is a topic from about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
And a lot of what I've learned growing up and now, I get trained, basically, to be, stop resisting. That's trained into them automatic, so the public doesn't look. If they have to go to court and a police officer says stop resisting, you know, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. That generally means that's kind of like the term that they use whenever they want to go ahead and hurt somebody or arrest them or, you know, possibly snuff out their life.
Whatever.
All they have to do is just announce stop resisting, and then everybody around, as you're pointing out, just takes them at their word that you were resisting or that their victim was resisting, even though he or she made out of it, even they might have been already lifeless or limp or whatever. But yeah, you're right. That is definitely the code word that that many officers appear to be trained to use as a cover your butt to make sure that they're all the more likely to be let off of whatever criminal charges could in theory.
And the other thing is now I actually have respect for Melanie because I realize now that she's actually been through the same garbage that I have. Because I've grown up with a lot of deputies and PD and stuff like that, and they would tell me when I was growing up, so I always kept my nose clean. I got one traffic ticket. You go to a different place, holy moly, you get arrested for that.
Yeah, I've had an NOPD officer tell me laughing about this time he beat up a suspect kind of just for fun, him and two other officers in the interrogation room. And yeah, he had other stories like that.
Yeah, the only thing is I had a 13 or 14-year-old daughter, my oldest, who's now in her 20s. And I told her, you know, if you're going to have sex, I'm going to know because I've got to take care of the gynecologist once you're on your period. I was a single dad at the time. And so what she did was she had sex with a cop dude who was 23 or 4 years old sneaking in the window at night when I was sleeping. Yeah, cops are men, so they're up in the hill. Nobody's going to give a damn. All right, so we're not going to go out to this guy as a pedophile or a rapist or whatever. I just, and now where I live here, I look at it. I'm in the state of Arizona, just north of Kenny, our favorite. And, you know, and I keep falling over bicycles because it's turned into, the jail has turned into a corporation where they need to have 90% to stay full. And if they don't, they're speaking to pay them.
Yeah. We're going to let you go just because the phone is just not great. I've tried my best, and I apologize, Jason. Thank you for the call tonight.
Well, yeah, and a lot of the private prisons have fulfillment percentages in their contracts.
Right, that they will have X amount of percentage of the prison loaded up with people, or else, you know, that they're in the state then is in violation of their side.
And one of these companies, I posted it on Facebook the other day, one of these companies, it was like Prison Corporation of America or one of them, put in their K-1 as a...
What's a
K-1? So a K-1 is a filing with the SEC that publicly traded corporations have to file annually that, among other things, lists your risk factors. And this is not the place to put, well, if I get struck by a meteorite and everyone in the state of Texas becomes vegetarian, then my steak company will go out of business after the meteor falls on it. Mm-hmm. It's not the place to put, like, just completely ridiculous things like that. It's the place to put actual risks. They put in their K-1 that if drugs are legalized or working towards being legalized, that is a risk factor for their business. Now, they didn't put any other crime, so that kind of tells me that the function of drug laws is to fill prisons, according
sure
to something
that,
got submitted to the SEC, and I haven't seen anything about the SEC rejecting it. So.
Wow. That's creepy. I appreciate you sharing that with us here. And, yeah, it's just a bit of a view into how ugly, you know, behind the scenes is in this prison industrial complex, that they're literally just filling cells with human beings who don't belong there, who haven't actually committed a violent crime, who haven't committed a crime against any other human being, and it's tragic. We need to end the war on drugs, and that needs to happen yesterday. Unfortunately, we're a long way away from that. We're not even close to ending the war on marijuana at this point. We've begun a few baby steps into that in that realm, but that's about it. I mean, collectively, nationwide at least, there's a few states that have gotten it okay, but even then, there's still too many restrictions. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Number 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Melanie.
And, of course, don't forget you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. We've got a YouTube channel. It is streaming right now. You can watch it online at cam.freetalklive.com. When it's live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 days a week. You can also watch later on down the line if you want by going to youtube.freetalklive.com. That takes you right to our channel where there's archives that go back for at least a couple of years. So, and it's all free. So please go to youtube.freetalklive.com, find the YouTube channel, or if we're live, you can always just go straight to cam.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. In fact, let's go to Skype where Corey is on the line. Hello, Corey.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
Florida.
Excellent. You're on with Ian and Melanie. Go ahead.
So I was just studying for comprehensive exams, and I came across this meta-analysis on police use of force. And what it looked at was the wearing of the body cameras.
Okay.
And what it found was that it didn't It neither decreased police use of force, and it actually increased the assaults against officers. And I wanted to hear your thoughts on that finding.
Body cameras increased the use of force and increased assaults on officers? Is that what you said?
It increased assaults on officers
uh-huh.
and did not decrease use of force by police on the public.
That's funny. So this is a meta analysis of multiple studies looking at this.
Yes. So multiple quasi experimental designs where they had an experimental group and a control group, and they analyzed these 10 different sites and found this. And I just wanted to hear what your thoughts were on this because it was kind of surprising. And I'm still looking at the other research.
Yeah, because I remember when we were reporting on these, the initial reports, at least, from departments that had utilized the body cameras was that the use of force incidents had gone down.
Yeah.
Like significantly.
In 2015, Rialto, they did a study.
Yeah.
And that was one study in Rialto.
Yeah.
And then this was in 2016. And there's been more studies since then.
Right.
But they're all by a similar group of researchers. And one of the things is that they're saying that it's an interactional thing, but where you have accountability. And because you have that accountability, it completely changes the way that police interact with suspects and the way suspects interact with police. But I figured
out. But it doesn't make sense to me why it would increase those things.
Either.
I feel like I would have to read the actual study to have any kind of intelligent opinion on it, but some reasons that I would just throw out there tentatively as to why that might be, and I don't know that it is because I haven't read it, obviously.
Yeah.
It might be a reporting issue. So, assault doesn't mean you beat somebody to the ground. It means you, touch them violently at all.
An unprivileged touch.
It might be that people who are cops, or people just in general, are really reluctant to go back to the station and be like, oh, I got assaulted because he pushed me.
And then you see it on
but
video.
But if it's on body cam, then it's collected.
It's on body cam. And that's the thing.
And so that might be what's going on. I mean, because I know even just in regular jobs, people underreport injuries. It's like, if I get a paper cut, I'm supposed to report it. Nobody does that because that's insane. But if they filmed us all day up close, they would know how many people got paper cuts. And so it would look like it would go up and it was just the same.
Yeah, and then the control group doesn't actually have the cameras on, so they do have to report.
Right.
So
it might also be that it changes how cops act and for some reason makes people feel more like they can touch them, which you'd have to be pretty close to insane to seriously consider in the first place,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know. It might make them act less aggressive and then so people attack them, I don't know.
Yeah.
My initial guess would be it's a reporting issue, though, when stuff like that goes up.
Well, I mean, the claim would be, I think, from the police's side, that without body cameras, they're more likely to get false reports, meaning, somebody could make the claim that a cop did something that they didn't do, and there would be, again, would be the cop's word versus the person's word, which usually means the cop's going to win, but that doesn't mean that they didn't have the report. So there may be, reports that they would say go down because if somebody knows the cop has a body cam, they're not going to, file a false report of that cop assaulted me or the cop unprivileged way touched me if there's going to be evidence that the cop didn't do those things. So in theory, it should reduce those sorts of frivolous reports.
Yeah, just by the deterrent effect alone. But there's more studies that are coming out.
So, yeah.
And this was from late 2016. So
yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting.
I've mostly been focusing on other things other than the body cameras. But when I saw this study, I was like, what? I'm calling Ian.
Yeah, I wish I had anything more to say about it. I mean, it's a surprise to me. And I guess we'll have to look and see what other numbers show on into the future. Because I have mixed feelings about the police body cameras. I totally agree with the people who point out that this is a bad thing because it means that you've essentially got roving cameras that operate on behalf of the state collecting all kinds of data about people. I think that's creepy. But on the other hand, I think that there probably are some examples where it likely has resulted in, you know, the truth coming out about a situation that otherwise wouldn't have been able to.
Yeah, and if they can turn them off, I don't see how they're particularly useful.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you on the civil liberties issue as far as having a roving camera. But, you know, just thinking about everyone who's out there, Cop Block, all these different organizations that are using cameras now and are teaching other people to use cameras, you know, I'm sure that that's how, that, I know that that's had an effect on the way police departments act and the way that
they
manage their departments.
Well, right. But yeah. So, like, if I go out to a checkpoint, there's all kinds of footage that I just never published because nothing happened. Maybe nothing happened because I was filming it. Maybe it wouldn't have happened anyway. I don't know. That's not really, I don't really see that as much as an issue as if MPD had all that footage. So if Cop Block goes and films something and nothing happens, they don't publish it. They don't go harass the victim. They don't do any of these things. So yes, it exists, but it's not like some state that's going to analyze it has it.
But I want to ask you, and this is a question, do you think that that, it creates a problem? Do you think that selection bias, where Cop Block doesn't necessarily put all the good interactions out there, do you think that causes a problem? Where
what do you
people,
mean? It depends.
It creates
if,
greater distrust for police than it might be warranted.
Right. So in any Cop Block channels that I've followed have always pointed out, like, hey, we go out once a week, five times a week, whatever. You only see us publish one video a month. We go out filming, you know, maybe not every night, five nights, three nights, whatever it is. So most of the ones I've seen have been pretty clear about you're only seeing the bad stuff. We go out and drive around for hours all night and nothing happens.
Yeah.
Maybe nothing happens because we're there. Maybe nothing would have happened anyway. They don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Corey, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate the discussion. If you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Stefan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stefan.
I've heard you discuss this session before, but I actually never got a direct answer. Do you, let's say New Hampshire had a proposal on the ballot for secession.
Yep.
Where would you vote on that?
In favor, of course.
And what do you think that would accomplish as far as achieving liberty in our lifetime, which you say is your goal?
Well, it would get you, if it was successful, it would get you out from under the thumb of the federal government. I mean, it seems like obvious questions. But hang on, Stefan. We'll see where you're going with this in moments. And I don't know about you, Melanie, but we'll find out what you think about secession here in moments as well, since you didn't get to answer the question. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to join us right now. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Dial toll free. Join us right here. Our number 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And you can Skype in to join us here at Skype username LRN.FM. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. We're going back to the phones here in a moment, but I do want to let you know that Free Talk Live has a forum. We've got a brand new forum. It was installed several months back, but we started kind of promoting it to Free Talk Live listeners within the last few months. And, there's several people that have signed up there, including some of the callers that many longtime listeners would recognize. Jimmy from Arizona, not to be confused with James from Arizona. Jimmy, the fun caller from Arizona, he has posted now on the Free Talk Live forums, as well as others. So some of the folks you might recognize from on the air, you can check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Stefan in Ohio, you were asking about secession, Stefan, and you were asking what benefit would it have if, say, New Hampshire were able to successfully secede from the United States. Is that right?
What I was trying to get at is, let's say New Hampshire does secede, and the federal government doesn't get too happy about it. Do you think that could inadvertently cause a conflict with the federal government in New Hampshire that could possibly lead to, you know, violence?
Oh, of course. I mean, when you're dealing with a criminal gang, there's always a chance that it could lead to violence. But, Melanie, I'm curious to know how you feel. Do you think that secession is a good idea? And if so, you know, is it worth the risk?
So, generally speaking, having less gangs is better than having one more. And in this case, with New Hampshire, it would be better if we could get the feds out.
I agree completely, because then we wouldn't have the crazy federal regulations over, ruling over New Hampshire. We wouldn't have the federal government's police forces. We wouldn't have all of the, tariffs and taxes and bureaucracy and, all these ridiculous rules and nonsense laws that they have. I mean, it would be such an increase in freedom. I think it would be really hard to fathom the economic boom that would occur as a result of that. Again, presuming that you don't have the federal government out there in the Portsmouth area blockading the seaport and somehow prohibiting us from trading with Canada on the northern side. So, yeah, I mean, if the federal government is going to roll in tanks or is going to get, start assassinating people, then that's a bad thing. There's no doubt about that.
Right, and at this time, I don't know that they wouldn't. I don't know that we could successfully pull that off right now.
Well, the PR is going to be bad. I mean, to some extent, they do have to be concerned with that. It's not like the 1800s where news traveled by horseback or whatever. And, in this case, if the feds are getting violent, we're at the very least going to be able to show it on video on the internet moments after or as it's happening. And I don't know how many people in America are going to want to stand for. I mean, they might just put up with it because they don't know what else to do, but I don't think the people of America are going to want to see their friends and their family members in New Hampshire that are getting, murdered by the federal government or threatened by them. I don't think that's going to, be good PR for the feds. I would like to think that they're smarter than that, but they may not be.
Well, another scenario we could throw out there is, do you think it would be a better idea to maybe get some of the surrounding states on board first?
No, it'd be too hard. It'd be too difficult. Why wait? Why would you want to hold off? Like, if you had a rush of people in New Hampshire that were ready to secede and people that were ready to vote on it, and folks in Massachusetts or whatever are dragging their feet and they're not that interested.
Yeah, we're never going to get Mass.
Right.
Never.
Or Maine or Vermont or whatever. I don't feel the need to have any kind of coalition, although I get, the idea that it could be more successful if there were more than one state. So I guess it would just depend. But I wouldn't want to be tied in with Vermont politically, because there's a bunch of people there that are basically socialists. And I think that if Vermont secedes and New Hampshire secedes, you're going to see a study in contrast between those two states.
Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks, Stefan, for the call tonight. You can join us here just like he did on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Speaking of Vermont, that's where we're going next with Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys. Hey. Now, you were talking about cryptocurrency earlier, and the more I look into this, it's really exciting, and I'm hoping that a lot more people get involved in cryptocurrency, because I believe that it can, like I talked about it a couple of weeks ago with some friends of mine, I believe that cryptocurrency could sort of siphon the wealth of power out of the wealthy people, but that's not why I
called. Well, no, it's not going to siphon power out of wealthy people, but it is going to siphon power away from those who control money. And certainly
exactly.
The people who control money are wealthy, but you can also be very Bitcoin wealthy as well. In fact, there are a lot of Bitcoin millionaires, a bunch of teenagers who spent $10 on Bitcoin back in 2009, when $10 would have bought you thousands and thousands of Bitcoins. Those people are millionaires, if not billionaires, today. And
yep.
So, there's no real benefit to soaking the rich. I know that the rich are sort of a politically unpopular kind of group of people, but ultimately, we should be grateful for those people who are rich and actually use their money to invest in businesses and provide jobs for
right.
people like that, and are, innovators and risk takers, people who will take their money and put it at risk with, business, creating new businesses, for instance, because they don't always work out. A lot of times they don't. And when you use Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, that means that the federal government and the other governments of the world that historically have been in charge of money are no longer in charge of the money that you're using. Is whatever money you're spending in the cryptocurrency world, the federal government and the other governments can't touch it. They can't affect it, and that hurts them. That hurts their power, and that's a good thing.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. But my question is for Melanie is that, I mean, what kind of effect, if any, does this have on, like, for accounting or for taxation? I mean, I would think it wouldn't exist anymore.
So it makes it easier to hide assets, obviously. Now, if you're going on, you know, whatever media and saying, I have $7 billion in Bitcoin, you know, that might not, if you're buying, you can't effectively usually claim to not have money and be buying $500,000 houses.
Right.
But it does make it easier to hide assets. The IRS has been very adamant about the fact that cryptocurrency is not a currency, it is an asset, which means that if you trade an asset for an asset of an equal value, that is a non-taxable event. So if you're selling products for an equal value of Bitcoin, you don't have any income. Really.
Interesting. I like that viewpoint.
Absolutely, and I would, like I said, encourage anybody to, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of those cryptocurrencies out there. It's just, you got to get into them and find out what they're about and how they work and stuff like that, but...
Yep, there's definitely a learning curve. I mean, there is definitely a learning curve, but it sounds like you're really picking up on the philosophy of it, Robert, which is also an important thing to understand is, you know, how big of a change that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are to the way money has always been in our lifetimes and our grandparents' lifetimes, that, you know, the money has always been in control, that the people who've controlled it have been the state, have been the big bankers. And this is such a paradigm shift. It's such a transition to a decentralized currency where the people have the power. The people with the currency, the miners, the users, the full nodes, these are the people who now have the power of money behind them. And it's decentralized, which means that not one person or one small group has the majority of the power, which I think is a good thing. The more we can decentralize those power structures, the better off we're all going to be, because then, you know, if there's less power, that means the people who are in search of it won't have as much to wield. They won't have as much to do damage to other people's lives with. And so using Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies can really help us in those ways. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So then, Melanie, would you say that that somebody who takes Bitcoin, makes a sale for Bitcoin in their business or multiple sales for Bitcoin, as long as they don't cash out the Bitcoin, you're saying it, you don't believe it's taxable?
Yeah, so the problem you're going to run into there is when you do...
If you do.
Right, sell it, you're going to have a gain or loss on that asset. And if you're running, you know... If you're going through $1 million in cost of goods sold every year and showing a loss consistently, well, if you're showing a loss consistently, regardless, so like if you have a physical location or something like that to where you have to file, they know you exist. That's not gonna last very long, but their rule, and it does make the bookkeeping slightly more complicated.
But you can handle that, and Melanie is the right person to hire if you need some bookkeeping work and accounting work. You can check her out over at tax.freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by, but nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.